Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan. 2-2 draw away at Bromsgrove Sporting. Gary, how on earth do you begin to make sense of that crazy game of football?
I need my heart rate to come back down first. my blood pressure and everything else, because that is just unbelievable, you know. To be two goals down for considerably the majority of that game tonight, and then to score two goals in the last 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and get a draw out of it. It's just unbelievable, just amazing. And again, it's that character, that desire, and that hunger that these boys have got not to lose a game of football. And obviously at half time, a few harsh words were had, and it seems to have done the trick. And,
yeah, Andrew, it certainly looked like a game where it was going to be a certain defeat. Two down, almost three, really hanging on at times. But as Gary alluded to there, what great team spirit to fight back and yet again get something out of the game.
Yeah, I totally agree and concur with what Gary's saying in terms about the team spirit. And that I can't stress how much that pleases me as a manager, that the players are playing for Andy Danlishan and Gary Smith tonight. The players that they'll go out there and dig deep for us. That means so much, that they'll dig deep for the football club, that they'll dig deep for the fans, that they'll dig deep for each other. But to have that feeling as a manager that feels like, I've said it before, but like family, or that love, that I will try my hardest for you, Gaffer, for you, your family, that means a lot. In terms of your first part of the question, of it looked like a defeat, for me today, Lyndon Meikle's had a chance in the first half, the keeper saved it. Shaq McDonald's gone through one-on-one, the keeper saved it. In the second half, Ryan Beswick's hit the post, Shaq McDonald's hit the post again. The keeper saved down low from Shaq McDonald at the near post. And then the rebound comes out to Jerry and they get the block on for the open goal. So when you say that it looked like we was going to lose the game, I actually felt through the game that we had 7-8 chances to win the game. I thought their keeper was man of the match. I thought Giffen Moussi was good again today, but I thought their keeper was man of the match in terms of, for them, the amount of saves that he pulled off like last year was tremendous, and he kept the scoreline looking 2-0, looking one way. But if you analyse the game, the first 20 minutes I thought Bromsgrove was on top, I thought there was the better team, but after that, for this next 70 minutes, I thought we was the better team in terms of chances created. But yeah, just all the credit's got to go for the boys, because it's difficult moments at the moment.
It's been well publicised that we've had quite a lot of injuries at this very early stage in the season, and also illness as well, which really doesn't help. But what would you really put the first half below par performance down to? It just seemed very disjointed.
Look, these boys have had to dig deep for the last month, you know, game after game after game, and we've been pushing them all through pre-season. And it's hard, and I think Andy's alluded to this before in interviews before, that to play Saturday, Tuesday is not an easy thing to do, especially when people have got a 9-to-5 job to go to. You know, you've got family, you've got kids and stuff to look after. So sometimes you have to take these things into consideration, and just say, like, it could be down to that. You know, there's loads of different things that we could put it down to, but it's that attitude and that desire that they're showing is just relentless, and it's nuts, it's crazy, it's not good for my health, I've said it before. And long may it continue. I just think, you know, we gave away, I can't say the first goal was a great strike. I thought we gave away the second goal, and obviously then, you know, when you're losing a game by two goals, you give yourself a bit of a mountain to climb, don't you? We've gone in at half time and kept the score at 2. Like I said, a few harsh words at half time seems to have done the trick. We've made some substitutions that we both feel have contributed to that changing in the scoreline as well. So we're gonna have to try and dissect it however we can, and analyse it and see what we can do to try and make sure we don't have to go through that, and we don't have to put the fans through that. And I can't imagine what it was like for you guys as commentators over the radio, going through that as well. So
can I just add as well, answer the question, we've had Ben Hart come in today, thanks to the football club, thanks to Bob, thanks to Steve, because when you say it's disjointed because we're getting new players in. Shay Tilt's coming today. Again, thanks to the football club. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Steve for helping us out there as a management pay. Because without that, we wouldn't be able to possibly sometimes feel the quality of squad that we've got. So when you say disjointed, that's because we're having a new different line. Jeremy Gundogan here tonight. Bilal Yarif started. Them two started on Saturday. We've had to change it again because of illness. So when you have them things, that's why it's disjointed, because the amount of changes that you're having, and also playing Saturday, Tuesday all the time, and you're not being able to train on Thursday sometimes. So that's why it's a bit disjointed, because we're not able to get the training ground and keep working at things.
Well, I think all things considered, many congratulations really on getting a point away at one of our tough rivals in the league. Staying unbeaten, and the run goes on. I think that stretches back to January now. Looking forward to Alvechurch on Saturday. And again, we'll have to try and patch a team together, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure of what the state of anybody is in that change room at the moment in terms of injuries. I mean, just the ecstasy and the joy of actually getting a point out of that game. It's still, the adrenaline's still pumping for myself, Andy, and everybody else. So I'm going to take some time, like I said, and we'll dissect and go through everything, and we will put some former team out come Saturday, that's for sure.
As always, guys, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Cheers.
We'll speak to you again at the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.